WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, the New York primary. I'm Elliot Francis. Hillary Clinton wins with 57% of the vote over Bernie Sanders in New York's primary Tuesday. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Clinton told a roaring crowd of supporters, including just about every recognizable New York Democrat, that she's won a race in every region of the country so far, but this one was personal.
Today, you proved once again there's no place like home.
She talked about the launch of her campaign almost a year ago at a park dedicated to Franklin Roosevelt, pledging to build on the progressive tradition.
Tonight, little less than a year later, the race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
Steve Kastenbaum at Hillary Clinton's election night headquarters in New York.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump registered a convincing win on the GOP side with 60% of the vote. John Kasich comes in second with 25%. Ted Cruz takes third with 14%. I'm Elliot Francis. Michigan's attorney general promises a significant announcement later today about the water crisis in Flint. Correspondent Kim Hutchinson reports.
Flint's water investigation team and Michigan's attorney general will announce the first criminal charges connected to the water crisis Wednesday afternoon. AG Bill Schuette appointed former prosecutor Todd Flood and former Detroit FBI director Andy Arena back in January. When the investigation was announced, Flood and Arena promised to follow the evidence wherever it led.
We're going to get asked the tough questions, those proverbial questions of what did you know and when did you know it?
The facts will lead us to the truth.
The Attorney General's news conference is set to begin at 1 p.m. local time. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A federal appeals court has overturned a school board policy barring a transgendered high school student in Virginia who was born female but identifies as male from using the boys' restrooms at school. Federal judge had previously rejected Gavin Grimm's sex discrimination claim. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, now that New York is in the books, the focus shifts to a handful of other states with upcoming primaries, including Maryland.
John Kasich spent some time talking to voters at a town hall in Annapolis last night on issues ranging from the economy to health care, and says when it comes to Obamacare,
I would get rid of it except for one provision. Nobody should be denied health insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. In addition to that, I think we can take some of the federal resources, combine it with Medicaid, which I want to send back to the states, and you could create an exchange.
Donald Trump will hold a rally tonight just outside of Ocean City. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The union representing most Maryland teachers says it's inappropriate to use an Eastern Shore High School gym for tonight's Donald Trump rally. The Maryland State Education Association says, quote, Donald Trump and his divisive, fear-mongering rhetoric have no place in the halls of Maryland's public schools. Well, now that their merger with Exelon is official, Pepco is asking for a rate increase in Maryland.
It'd be a 10% across-the-board jump, adding $15 to the average monthly bill.
This was not a surprise.
Anya Schulman with the Community Power Network says Exelon needed to recoup their money somehow.
Exelon had to borrow $6 billion with a B dollars to complete the merger.
But she says what really matters is the longer term. She expects more of the same.
Slowly, you're going to see them consolidating personnel, consolidating functions. People are going to lose jobs.
Pepco didn't get back to us for a comment. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia lawmakers return to Richmond today for a veto session, a day to debate whether to try to override any of Governor Terry McAuliffe's 32 vetoes. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,054, the NASDAQ at 4940. Sports, the Nationals explode with 7 runs in the 7th inning to beat the Marlins. The O's lose to the Jays, and the Caps can finish off the Flyers in Game 4 tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the problem right now is late clearing road work. Well, it's scheduled to be picked up a few moments ago, but looks like they're still in process. Northbound 395, as you pass Landmark between Duke Street, Seminary Road, stay to the left to get by. Again, the construction still set up, and that's why we have the slowdowns through that stretch of 395. And otherwise, we're good. 95 out of Stafford up through to the Beltway. That's a clear ride for you. No problems on 286 around the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson, 66, 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. So far quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. That'll quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds and sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Dumfries, 43 in Gaithersburg, 54 degrees in Washington. Target stores say transgender people can use whatever bathroom they want. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07. Time to get up and start making the donuts. Time to get around and be somebody. And while you're doing all that, we've got stuff to share with you that you're going to really enjoy. 7:35, the fan favorite, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, will join us. At 7:45, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mickelson on a decision by the council to keep pot smoking in the home and not on the streets. And at 8:35, Ed Henry with Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we're going to give analysis of yesterday's New York primary wins. Of course, the Empire State struck back for the two frontrunners, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You know, big headline. The New Yorkers won the New York primary. You know, that was kind of expected, right? But pretty big numbers there. And there's one thing that we can all understand and agree on about the primaries yesterday and pretty much across the country, and that is it takes a lot of money to win the White House. It takes a lot of money to win pretty much any seat these days in Washington, D.C., whether it's a seat behind the Oval Office desk or a seat on Capitol Hill. And we're seeing that play out right now in a primary race in Maryland. This would be the race seat currently held by Chris Van Hollen. There's a whole lot of money being pumped in there, a lot of it coming from one man, David Trone, who wants to, as some people are saying, buy the seat. This guy is a multi-gajillionaire, right?
Right.
And he's putting a whole lot of $12 million so far into this race. And Democrats are calling foul. You know, he's buying the seat. He's buying the seat. Well, here's the question. What's worse to you? What's a bigger problem for you? Somebody using their own money to, quote unquote, buy a seat, or somebody borrowing and taking donations from a whole bunch of other people to buy a seat? Either way, you're buying a seat, right? Either way, it's taken a gajillion dollars to win this seat in Montgomery County or anywhere else in the area, frankly. Do you prefer somebody using their own money? Or do you prefer somebody begging other people for the money, and then who knows whether they're going to be beholden to them or not? Give us a call. We want you to chime in on that, 888-630-9625, because it's happening right here in our backyard, but it's becoming a national conversation, especially when you see Donald Trump pretty much self-funding his own campaign. 888-630-9625. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, we had columnist for the Huffington Post, Peter Rosenstein, on. Now, this guy's a liberal. He's here in D.C. He's an activist. He's a big Hillary supporter, and he has a problem with Mr. Trone using his own money. I asked him, what's wrong with this issue? What's wrong with somebody self-funding their campaign?
Well, I think it's a problem when we have rich people trying to buy the Congress. You can buy your own seat, like potentially Mr. Trone is doing. You can try and buy the whole Congress, like the Koch brothers are trying to do. But I think we have gone overboard with this kind of thing, and I think it's unhealthy for the race to have someone that's really wealthy just pour millions and millions of dollars in to try and buy a seat.
All right. Well,
whatever party it's for.
You threw a lot out there. First of all, it's only Trone's money, and he's not necessarily buying the seat. He's just funding his own campaign. Kathleen Matthews has years of name recognition. She was on television here. She's worked for the Marriott Corporation. She's been raising tons of money, by the way. If you're raising a lot of money and then you use that money to get elected, are you buying the seat with other people's money? Why is that better than buying it with your own money?
I don't think you're buying the seat if you raise money.
What's the difference?
You're trying to buy it if you spend $12 million on a primary. And the problem I have, and I haven't supported anybody in that race because they're all about the same on the issues. But one of the issues that I have with Mr. Trone is in his ad, he spoke about the fact that he can be more effective because he is paying for his own race.
Right, he's bragging about it. He says, "I'm not beholden to anybody. Nobody owes me anything." Right.
Effectiveness in Congress has nothing to do with paying for your own race. Effectiveness in Congress has to do with the ability to craft legislation, to get people to support it, and to get other members to support the legislation you're introducing. Whether or not you put $12 million into trying to buy your seat has nothing to do with whether you're going to be effective or not in Congress.
But I have to say I'm a little confused by your because you threw out a little, you know, you threw a jab out there at the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers aren't financing their own campaigns. The Koch brothers either fund individual campaigns or they fund super PACs that then fund campaigns. Yeah. Now, why? So when the Koch brothers do it,
that kind of money out there, when you have people like the Koch brothers who say we're going to spend $1 billion to pay to try and get our legislators in, you're going to the point where you're trying to buy the Congress.
So you're now, equally upset
Trone
about George Soros, right? Are you equally upset about George Soros?
George Soros, by the way, has not spent $1 billion to do that. I'm actually opposed to all that kind of money. I'd like to see public financing for races. I think all of it is there's too much money in politics altogether. I am not a person that's a huge supporter of PACs, by the way. In my column, I said I ran nonprofits and managed to get things done without having a PAC. I don't think you need PACs to get things done. I don't think all PACs are equal or all PACs are terrible, but I'd like to see less money in politics across the board.
All right. And so
having someone like Trone put $12 million in and claim, my biggest problem with Trone is claiming that it'll make him more effective. It won't make him more effective.
Well, I guess his argument, and again, I'm not carrying the water for any candidate in this race, God knows, but I think what he's saying is, listen, Kathleen Matthews and any other candidate in this race, they're out there raising money left and right. They've got other big money people coming in. And when they're in office, they're going to have to take meetings with these people. They're going to be beholden to them. They're going to have to pick up the phone when they call. I mean, look at the dirty money between the Clinton Global
Trone
Initiative
spent,
and
a career paying people to take meetings. Trone admits
in his private life.
He's given money to Governor Abbott in Texas. He's given money to McGrory in North Carolina.
Right.
People who are totally opposed to everything he claims to believe.
So isn't that actually proving his point? He knows exactly what money can buy in this system. He knows
so
what money can do and access
him
people.
To be successful, but he's not going to let anybody else be successful. Is what he's saying. He's saying, I managed to be successful, but I'm not going to deal with anybody else who wants to be. I think the whole concept is ridiculous.
And
that's the problem. It doesn't make him more effective. It doesn't make him. There are plenty of Congress people out there that take PAC money that don't necessarily support the positions that the PACs want them to support.
Right.
It depends on the individual. It depends on their principles and how they work.
As usual on the Drive at 5, I let people that I disagree with go on and on and on because I think that they sort of,
they hang themselves.
They hang themselves. And so, listen, I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Which do you hold in higher esteem? Somebody who uses their own money to, quote-unquote, buy a seat or at least get themselves on the ballot and have them give themselves a fair chance to win a seat in Congress, or someone who's out there begging for money and raising money? 888-630-WMAL.
You know, the thing that drives me crazy about this argument is he is saying that if a guy self funds and spends a lot of money, he's buying the seat. Well, no, he's not. The people still have a say in it. Just because a guy buys a lot of advertising doesn't mean that people are automatically going to vote for him. Don't they have the right to make a judgment about who they think is the better candidate?
Of course.
The people are still in the equation here, and his whole scenario is if you spend a lot of money, you're buying a seat. You don't buy a seat when the people make the final decision.
That's right.
You make your case to the people, and then they can decide whether or not, indeed, they like your case or the case of your opponent. And the other thing about it is that I like both of the approaches. One, if you like this, for example, the Donald Trump argument that, okay, I'm going to come in, I'm going to self-fund, and I'm going to be beholden to no one, that's an attractive argument. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't also have the ability, because if that is the only way we conduct campaigns in this country, then only the very rich can afford to run for office.
Yeah, listen, on the first point, Brian, I think that it exposes the fact that progressives like Peter Rosenstein, they actually believe that voters are just brain dead zombies who, if they see I have seen a TV ad, I will vote for this person. I have no say in this.
I've ever heard.
They have the most money, so I will do this. Well, that's certainly not the case. All right, we'll take your calls in a minute. Do you have a problem with self funded candidates?
No.
Do you think that in and of itself it is a problem because it only allows rich people to get into the Congress? 888-630-9625. It's now 5:15. And that means, speaking of rich people, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
She's first rich on the in vibe. Character.
Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. She doesn't need to do this, folks. She's one of the top 1%. She does it because she loves it.
I know. What can I say? Now, we're scratching our heads on 395 and saying, this road work that's been going on forever, usually wrapped up by 5 o'clock. Well, spoke to crews at the scene. They extended it till 5:30 this morning because they weren't quite finished, obviously. All these cones are still set up if you're in the backups. Here's the deal. 395, as you come off of the Beltway, I'm looking at delays almost instantly near Edsel Road, and it is pretty much a solid lineup to get you through the landmark. First, you're narrowed down to the right lane through the cones, and then over to the left, so only one lane of the main lines get through. HOV, you're not affected. You're okay. You're buzzing by and through to town. So again, 5:30, and we're keeping close watch on that. And from the west on 66, good. Now to 70, seeing a sudden bunch up here, southbound, south of Route 80 Urbana, before you get to 109. Crews are on their way to check it out, see if there's anything blocking. On the trip to the Beltway on 2995 and the BW Parkway, good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some clouds early this morning during your morning commute, but then just mostly sunny skies. In fact, incredibly sunny skies, high of 73 degrees. Might not see many clouds at all. Beautiful day. Tonight, clear skies, low of 48. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 78 degrees. Honestly, tomorrow, possibly a perfect day.
Yeah.
But right now, 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
Well, I think it's a problem when we have rich people trying to buy the Congress.
That is the sentiment of people who are very concerned about David Trone, a local businessman, pumping $12 million so far just into the primary for congressional seat number 8 in Maryland. This is the seat currently held by Chris Van Hollen. By the way, there's another question that needs to be asked here. Why is this seat in Congress worth so much money?
Yeah.
I mean, right? When you assign a value to something, it means it's got that worth. Why? Why is it so important? Why is it so important for Kathleen Matthews to be the congresswoman from this district that she has to raise so much money from so many interests?
So that the Matthews dynasty can continue to accrue power.
Yeah, because we need Chris's wife in Congress so Chris can go to all of those parties. Do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem with somebody using their own money to get involved in politics? Does this mean that only the wealthy will have an opportunity? And or do you have a problem with people who are out there begging for money and constantly doing fundraisers because then they're going to be beholden to those people?
Right.
Look what we see with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative.
Right.
Once they're in office, you don't think Hillary's got some payback going?
Well, you know.
Bob and Alexandria, what do you think of this, Bob? What's better? What's worse? What concerns you?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Larry, you almost had him pinned down there. You asked him about George Soros, and that's the big question right there. It's all fine and dandy when the Tide Center Foundation, these other leftist front groups, donate money to you. But I'll tell you right now, you're going to see these organizations donate one dime to the Republicans? Absolutely not. It's hypocrisy. Where is President Nixon when we need him? He was good at rooting out communist corruption like this.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bob, and we do. We get money coming in from all sides, don't we? Oh, we lost Bob. We have money coming in from all sides, Brian, and I don't understand why one level is better than another. That's what really bothered me about this argument with Rosenstein yesterday, that, you know, he talks about how he's angry at self-funded campaigns, and then he throws out the Koch brothers, the evil Koch brothers, for raising all of this money to win elections. Well, first of all, they're not self-funding. Right. They're throwing money to special interest groups and to candidates themselves. George Soros certainly does it on the left. We see Hollywood do it. We just saw George Clooney raise how many upteen millions of dollars for Hillary Clinton. But that doesn't seem to bring the outrage.
No, not at all. You know, the thing about having rich people fund, I mean, if you do say that's the model. And look, I don't begrudge Donald Trump, for example, for running a campaign and self-funding. I admire it. He is not going to be beholden to anyone. But if you say that's the standard and that's what we ought to seek out, well, then, you know, that means that we're going to have a Congress and a White House full of gazillionaires because nobody else can afford to do this. I don't want to ever say that's the standard, but I like the fact that I can choose a candidate who is not going to be beholden to special interest.
Well,
if you take the money, one way or the other, you are somewhat beholden to those people when you become elected.
Sure, and the bottom line is full disclosure. See, that's the thing.
That's right.
Hillary is, you know, the Clinton Foundation, they've tried to keep everything under wraps. They've tried to keep things secret.
Absolutely,
they took all of these FOIA requests to try to get information out, and we still couldn't get information out about her activities. Sam in Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. Self-funding, in and of itself, does it make you suspicious, or do you actually like the idea?
Oh, absolutely. I like it simply because, you know, this person has some serious skin in the game. And at that point, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at their values, which are hopefully established. And I know that they're serious about it. And, you know, Trump has a good point that, you know, he's not beholden, quote unquote, to anybody else that funded him because he did it alone.
Okay.
But one thing I've learned on Facebook is when it comes to liberals, they are just unhappy people, and you can never talk to them and reach a moderate level.
Well, that's why you always have to have a smile on your face when you have the conversation, Sam. But I appreciate the call, but this brings up, and let's continue this conversation in a moment, it raises Brian's issue there. Sam says he likes the fact that a candidate is self-funded. Okay, well, if that's the case, then are we not basically conceding that public office, especially at the national level, the federal level, will pretty much just be held by millionaires?
Yeah, you can't no longer have politicians who are the common man.
More of your calls in a moment. It's 522. Traffic and weather coming up in just 3 minutes.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? You know, if you have, I got to ask you this question. What are you paying? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? Why are you doing that? You don't have to pay that much to get great service. Call Ackerman, switch your service for free, and you'll start saving immediately. Best of all, when you switch in the month of April, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. So it doesn't cost you anything to switch over. Immediately, you're going to pay less than you're currently paying, and the first 3 months, you don't have to pay bupkis. Here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems to protect your home and family. You'll get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years' experience. It's all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. They have something called a seconds count guaranteed response time. And here's the real thing. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring starting at just $19.95. If you want to spend a little more, you can get some bells and whistles. You get some technology to let you see what's going on at your house. On your cell phone, and you can turn your alarm on and off remotely right there on your phone. Just a few dollars more. So start saving today and get up to 3 months monitoring absolutely free. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the big story right now is the late clearing construction. It's been extended until 5:30. So, you know, the area of 395 landmark where they are doing all this work, now only one lane gets by until they reopen additional lanes here in a few. From the Beltway, look for those tie-ups narrowed down to one lane heading between Duke Street and Seminary Road. Now, once you get past, or if you're joining on, say, from King Street, you're beyond all that mess. No problems to report if you're making your travels through Falls Church over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We're good over bridges into town, the Key Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, and the Douglas Bridge. The crash on 270 southbound between Route 80 Urbana and 109. Police tell me it is on the shoulder, so nothing blocked, but you will see those flashing lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should hang on to more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means. And temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 55 degrees at 526.
Well, here's a little story that caught my attention this morning, and I want to share it with you. You know, we keep talking about Obamacare. Obamacare, of course, is the legacy of our current president. When he leaves office, that's the thing he's going to point to. Look what I did. Mm. Obamacare was the crowning achievement of my administration, right?
Right.
Well, here's
the Affordable Care Act.
That's right. Yes. The Affordable Care Act that turned out to be, well, not that affordable. here's a little story. United Healthcare Corporation has decided that it's going to back out of 34 state exchanges. They're no longer going to participate in the state exchanges offering insurance through them because they are losing $650 million a year. And others, apparently, who are going to stay in, have decided that the only way that they can stay in is to raise the rates dramatically.
Hmm.
So the Affordable Care Act, number one, apparently the insurance companies cannot survive in this environment. And if they do, it's going to cost those people in those state exchanges more. So much for the affordable part of the Affordable Care Act.
That not so affordable for insurance companies, certainly, and those compelled to do it. And if you don't have the insurance companies as an option, you have really only the government to turn to. So there you go. Is this what they planned all along, though?
Yes, that's exactly right. They wanted it to fail in a way.
It's 528 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Coming up on WMAL, Selma Hayek thinks Hillary Clinton is the best person to tackle one major issue facing America. You're going to be surprised when you find out what it is. We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A very good night for Donald Trump, not so much for Ted Cruz.
It turned into a very short, for Donald Trump at least, disciplined victory statement here at Trump Tower after he was projected to win the moment polls closed in New York State. And Trump seemed to take great joy in noting that Ohio Governor John Kasich had come in second.
We don't have much of a race anymore. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Trump is expected to win the lion's share of 95 Republican delegates from New York. They're divvied up based on congressional districts and how much a candidate wins in that district. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.
On the Democratic side, a decisive New York win for Hillary Clinton, but Bernie Sanders remains upbeat.
Next week, we will be competing in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, and Delaware, and we look forward to winning a number of those states.
Clinton told her supporters that victory is now within sight for her. Republican John Kasich was at a town hall in Annapolis last night.
We have some politicians that want to talk about our worries and our anxieties, and they want to feed them. Say that America's losing on everything. What are you kidding me? Our economies are bigger than the Japanese and the Chinese put together.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, is set to hold a rally on the Eastern Shore tonight. Criminal charges are expected to be brought today in connection with the Flint, Michigan water crisis. The Michigan Attorney General is reportedly going to go after two state regulators and a Flint city employee. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,054, the NASDAQ at 4940. Sports, Bryce Harper's grand slam is one of four Nationals homers in one inning as they crush the Marlins. The Orioles fall to the Blue Jays, and the Caps can complete the sweep in Philadelphia tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll handle and select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On Maryland's 270 southbound, the accident between Route 80 Urbana and 109 now over to the shoulder, but still a distraction and it caused delays right when it happened. Virginia, 395, it's the lake clearing work zone. Still watching the activity here. The contractor trying to pick up the last of the barrels. You start off first, staying to the right, then to the left. So we still have the barrels in place. Delays back at the Beltway, and it looks like we have a fender bender in the backups too as you come up toward the Duke Street area. No problems to report across the 14th Street Bridge once you make it there. Southeast Southwest Freeway into town and on New York Avenue with travel lanes open and the Beltway runs without incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, in good shape. It's been a dry week and getting abnormally dry out there. Lots of sunshine around. Do have a little overcast that should be around for the first part of the day, but I think that quickly burns off. We get into the sun and we stay in the sun as we get through the afternoon. 73. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, up to 78. A few clouds around with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Manassas, 43 in Silver Spring, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
537 right now on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We'll give you some breakdowns on yesterday's big New York primary results as the morning goes on. Also at 735, KT McFarland joins us to talk about exactly what the president will be saying to the king of Saudi Arabia today. Or is it a crown prince? Or is it, you know, they're all royalty over there.
Yeah.
7:45, we'll talk to D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson on whether people will be able to smoke pot in public in the district. And at 8:35, Ed Henry, Fox News Channel, who was there at Hillary Clinton headquarters as everything unfolded last night. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's talk about Selma Hayek. Of course, you know, she's a very attractive woman, well-known actress, Selma Hayek. And you might be surprised to learn, no, you're probably not, that she's supporting Hillary Clinton. She thinks Hillary's is the bee's knees. She thinks she's all that and a bag of chips. That's what Selma Hayek thinks about Hillary Clinton. Let me listen. Here's just a little bit of gush. Here's a little gush from Selma Hayek. Hillary, she is level-headed. She is kind. She has a heart. She is human. She's smart. But nothing brings her down. They've been trying to put this woman down for 30 years. She's indestructible. She gets up with grace, and she gets things done with grace, not by bullying. So, she, you know, you can tell right now, she's pretty heavily in the tank there for Hillary Clinton. And then she goes on to say the following. The only person that is truly respected by all the other countries is her, Hillary. When they ask all of these people, and I guess by people she's referring to the candidates, how would you deal with ISIS? I listen to them respond and I tremble, except for when she talks. Selma Hayek believes that Hillary Clinton is the one candidate in the campaigns today that could
deal with ISIS effectively because she feels like she gets it. She knows how to deal with ISIS. First of all, here's a question for you, and I'd love you to weigh in if you have a thought about this. And I imagine that you do. Do you think Hillary Clinton is the best equipped candidate to deal with ISIS? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you think perhaps somebody else might do a better job, and why? And then I just have to add this other little part in here. Here's a part of the interview that I sort of skipped over just so I could make the point here at the end. She also says, these are not times to be messing around. I live in Europe. And I tell you, it's very, very dangerous. Excuse me. Excuse me. So we have this whole big Daily Beast article interviewing Selma Hayek, and in which she lionizes Hillary Clinton, and she says, I am supporting Hillary Clinton. And it seems to be sort of an unimportant fact in this story that she doesn't even live in the United States.
Exactly.
She lives in Europe. And, of course, you know, she's informed by the entire European view of our election.
Yeah.
And so she feels like that gives her a reason and a platform to come to this country and tell Americans how they should vote.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty rich right there. Well, what do you think? I mean, you know, you have a point. Is Hillary the person who is best equipped to handle ISIS? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I think you could make a fairly good case. It's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my
opinion. You're on board for Hillary.
No, I think you can make a pretty good case that Hillary might indeed be the best person to fight ISIS since she is responsible for its development and growth. The policies that she implemented when she was Secretary of State led to the growth and the creation and the amplification of ISIS.
Who better to dismantle this terror group that she single-handedly helped create?
That's right.
I guess that there's some wicked logic to that.
Maybe that's it.
It's distressing to me that somebody who actually lives in Europe and has been basically ground zero for the latest ISIS attacks that have murdered scores of people, that she would then look to Hillary Clinton as the person best equipped to fight against you. But I'm sorry, what has been Hillary Clinton's clearly articulated plan to destroy ISIS?
I
pretty much keep doing what Obama's doing, right?
Yeah, and how's that working out?
Yeah. The only thing that she's added was, I think, a no-fly zone in Syria, which actually pretty much helps Bashar Assad more than anybody else. It doesn't do much to stop
ISIS. I think you're right.
ISIS. It's depressing to me. But, you know, for those of us who look to Hollywood actresses who now live in Europe, she's got the Selma Hayek and Gwyneth Paltrow vote. So she's got that going for her. If this campaign turns into one about national security and who best equipped to fight the war on terror, I wonder if people are going to be able to make the case that Hillary Clinton is the one to do it, given her past history, given the disaster of Libya, given the fact that she was our Secretary of State as we precipitously pulled out of Iraq, thus creating a vacuum for ISIS to succeed, given the fact that she had not one actual achievement as Secretary of State as this entire crisis grew. In fact, she supported and stepped back and put her hands in her pantsuit pockets as the Arab Spring sort of through the entire region into turmoil. Will she really be able to try to make that case just because she has a resume credit?
Yeah.
That she and also, what about all the money that she's raised for the Clinton Foundation from countries that support terror groups?
Well, clearly, you are not in sync with Selma Hayek then.
I'm
shocked
by
that.
That's going to be a knock against my resume right there.
It is 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military.
NATO and Russian officials have much to discuss during the NATO-Russia Council meeting in Brussels today. The crisis in and around Ukraine, military activity, transparency, risk reductions, and Afghanistan. The alliance kept open lines of communication at the ambassadorial level, but this will be the first meeting of the NATO-Russia Council since April 2014. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
545, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Looky there, it's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I wish I had better news about this construction work on 395. Normally it's completely done even before 5 o'clock. They had some troubles getting it picked up and cleaned and cleared and all that deal, and they're still in the process. 395 northbound now. Watch for delays as you come off of 95, also off of the Beltway, and it is solid. Bumper to bumper to get between Duke Street and Seminary Road, where the barrels are, again, are still set up. I see a couple arrow boards set up as well, so a lot going on still. That's going to be a while till that can clear out. Getting in through town and in through Chevrolet, 50 delays are beginning, almost back at 410 now. Once you get up toward right at the lane divide, before you either can get onto inbound New York Avenue if you're extending that way, or onto DC 295, that's where we have the crash. 270, the accident between Route 80 Urbana and 109 on the shoulder, but still quite slow as we come out of the Frederick area. From time to time, they might need to block the lane while they get the tow trucks in there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, in good shape. Been a dry week and getting abnormally dry out there. Lots of sunshine around. Do have a little overcast that should be around for the first part of the day, but I think that quickly burns off. We get into the sun and we stay in the sun as we get through the afternoon. 73. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, up to 78. A few clouds around with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You can't see it. It's electric.
All right, so remember all this talk about how Exelon and Pepco needed to merge, and I guess this impacts a lot of people in Delaware and Montgomery and Prince George's County in Maryland, because, you know, they're served by Pepco. And we were told, oh, well, you know, when you have a merger like this, well, then the organization can share efficiencies and they become...
Sure.
Yeah, and so...
Helps
so,
everybody.
And in fact, in part of to get this all approved, they had to agree to give some money back to the... To the people who pay their electric bill. You know, you're going to get a sort of a rebate. That was the, we'll make this all work, you know, and we're going to give some money back. And that
who doesn't want money
who
back?
Who doesn't want money back? And right, you know, so they approved it. And well, here's the thing. Less than a month, according to this story, less than a month after its $6.8 billion merger with Exelon went through, Pepco is asking the Maryland Public Service Commission for a 10% across-the-board rate increase for most of its 560,000 customers in Montgomery and Prince George's counties.
There you go.
This would increase the average power bill by $15.80 a month. The average bill is around $152. And it would bring in an extra $127 million to Pepco.
There you go. So the so let me get this straight. DC government milks Pepco and Exelon for a whole bunch of rate rebates and whatever. Didn't they have to buy, you know, put some parks up or something?
Yeah, I don't know what they
jump through all of these environmental hoops and, you know, all the typical graft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just want the approval. Absolutely, let it go through.
They had a shakedown,
and they do it. And then how does Pepco decide they're going to pay for all of that graft?
Well, they're going to raise your rates.
They turn to they're going to raise Maryland's rates. Yeah,
you're right.
To pay for the D.C. graft.
Well, now, in fairness, if you want to be fair, the people at Pepco say, well, this has nothing to do with the merger.
Oh, no.
No, just a mere coincidence.
Uh-huh.
They said, you know, we've been making investments in the system and now we need to recoup our investment. Well, the investments were the smart meters, which were supposed to make them more efficient and make them save money. So why are we having to pay for something that they wanted to make their system more efficient?
Exactly.
And was supposed to ultimately save people money.
That's what Attorney General...
If you put in the smart meters and you're saving money, then you should pass along those savings. You shouldn't charge us more. Am I correct?
That's exactly what you would think. And why should we pay for your efficiency program? That if you want more efficiency, if you want a lower usage, you want to invest in those smart meters, that's your capital investment. But here's the bottom line here that everyone has to realize.
Right.
Companies don't pay for these things. Customers pay for these things.
Right.
Across the board. That also applies to the minimum wage. It also applies to corporate taxes. For everybody who's really excited about either raising corporate taxes or raising tariffs on imports, ultimately the corporation is not going to pay for any of those things. Yeah. It's always going to be the consumer.
So
why are we kidding ourselves?
So as you the user of the electricity, you know, as you celebrate that rebate that you get in the mail, that little check that comes from and say, look, the merger was good for you because we're giving you money back. Guess what? You're going to end up paying that money right back to them. Over the course of the $50 rebate, for example, is not going to get you very far down the path. Not very far down the path when they start raising rates.
No, absolutely not. All right, it's 5:51 on WMAL. Time to check in with our buddy, our pal, the king of all. Oh no, that's somebody else. But no, he's America's anchorman, though. That's for sure. He's Rush Limbaugh.
He's the Rushbo.
Supporters of crooked Hillary in New York are not happy. They're dismayed that top elected New York Democrats have failed to support her during her campaign there. And they're also angry with crazy Bernie. Now, according to the New York Post, they're mad at Bernie because his attacks on Hillary were effective. Apparently, Sanders forced Hillary to spend a lot of unnecessary time and money defending herself in her home state. Sanders also supposedly forced Hillary to go a lot farther left than she should have with her criticisms of Wall Street, not to mention the time that she had to spend defending her husband's track record. The Clinton crime bill is an example. And then there was the Brooklyn debate. Sanders supposedly forced Hillary into a verbal fight where she had no choice but to yell and scream back at him. Crooked Hillary supporters are worried that the video of her screeching at Bernie will be used in the general election to make her look nasty or erratic. In other words, true. Her supporters are furious that as Hillary was attacked, Senator Chuck Schumer, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and congressmen like Gerald Nadler and Steve Israel couldn't offer a single word of defense. Crooked Hillary also expected Charlie Rangel and other black elected officials to come to Bill's defense when he was attacked by Black Lives Matter, but that didn't happen. Now, we know the Clintons have long memories and a long excrement list, and I guess some new names just got added to it. It's kind of fun to track.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world.
Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
It's not like you need a reason to send roses to that special someone in your life right now, but you know, you do have some good reasons this time of year. You got birthdays, you got anniversaries, and, oh yeah, right around the corner, Mother's Day, right? Listen, why don't you do what I do, whether you've got a good reason to send flowers or whether you just want to make somebody's day. Celebrate all these special occasions by sending a beautiful rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Sending one or two dozen roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, it's always impressive, right? She's going to have an amazing reaction when that delivery person shows up with that beautiful 1-800-Flowers box and she opens it and there's a dozen roses or two dozen roses. Well, what about three dozen roses? That right? That's the offer right now. 36 beautiful sorbet roses for just $36. That is an abundant bouquet of three dozen roses for just $36. An incredible value. You know, our newsroom just won the Edward R. Murrow Award.
That's right. We
did
should
you
send
see
them
that?
Roses. Journal-
I did. So I got the delivery from 1-800-Flowers.com yesterday, and I walked them right over to our newsroom to congratulate them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you should have seen they went nuts.
Oh, really?
They were very excited about this. It makes everybody's day.
How very cool that they won that award.
Yeah. Congratulations to them. So here's this special offer. You got to take advantage of it now. And by the way, you can lock this deal in right now and then deliver it for Mother's Day. Take advantage of this deal. 36 sorbet roses for $36. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile. Oh, by the way, seriously, one of the best deals you're ever going to have. I really think you should order it now while supplies last. These roses don't grow on trees, right?
No, they grow on bushes, actually.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Larry.
It is now 5:55. That WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you in through town. A couple of our trouble spots in on 50 inside the Beltway. Well, delays almost back to the Beltway, actually. And it is a solid lineup from Chevrolet to the crash right as you come up to 295 and on New York Avenue. That was along the right side. If you're coming off of the BW Parkway, you're not affected by the crash. The crash is coming off of 50. You are affected, Virginia, with this late clearing roadwork paving project, 395 northbound between Duke Street Seminary Road, still narrowed down with the cones and the workers there at the scene. And out of Newington, that's where the delays begin. Newington and up through to Landmark. 66 is about the early volume. The Beltway, good. Virginia, Maryland, and on 270 south of Route 80, Urbana. Activity on the shoulder from the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. Then a quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds and sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now at 5:56.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman and switch your service for free. Start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in April, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems, the company I recommend to protect your home and precious family. Why Ackerman, you may ask? You get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years experience. Security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. They are the only company with a seconds count guaranteed response time. Their monitoring center is 5-diamond certified, meaning you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. No phone line, no problem. Ackerman offers wireless monitoring for just a few dollars more. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Bryce Harper.
Six homers in three games.
Can he have back-to-back MVP seasons?
Unbelievable.
Catch everything. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Ryan Zimmerman.
Base hit. Game will be tied.
Runners on, runners in.
It's on the batter's eye.
Catch everything. Nationals, Marlins. The series concludes tomorrow at 12:30 on Masson.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
Coming up on WMAL. Hey, the D.C. government wants to change that slogan, that taxation without representation slogan on the driver's plates, the license plates. What idea do you have for that idea, for the new slogan?
We'll dive deep into yesterday's New York primary results for the Republicans and the Democrats and talk about some voter irregularities that may have hurt Bernie Sanders.